all I have to tell you is there is no better encapsulation of the Biden, Marshall Biden and his regime than this. Now, this is going to be a test for all my Spanish speakers out there listening to me on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Because if you don't speak Spanish, well, you're going to sound like Dr. Joe Biden. And if you do speak Spanish, oh boy, you are in for one heck of a laugh. Take a listen to this.
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours.
Si se puede? No, that's not it. I don't know what it is, but I sure as hell know it's not that. I'm sure it's not that. And she did this to a speech of like 10 people. Si se puede. By the way, we had a first lady like 6 months ago that could speak 5 languages, but everybody said was an idiot. Now we have Dr. Jill Biden, who apparently, yes, my Spanish speakers, it's supposed to be like, yes, we can, or yes, we, you know, we go forward, or whatever the United Auto or Farmers Union was. So it's she totally botched this thing. Yes, you can. Thank you. It's supposed to be, yes, you can. And she's so, she had a, if you look at the picture, let me see if I can get a picture. She had 2 teleprompters in front of her. She was Obama-ing it. And they couldn't even spell it out for her. Or so, it sounds like this. Si se puede. She sounds like the drunk lady at the Mexican restaurant after 3 margaritas that thinks she knows Spanish. What?
Trying to sing Bob the Builder.
Something, exactly, right? Yep, exactly. But she sounds like the drunk mom after 3 margaritas who thinks that by saying tequila and queso that she's now fluent in Spanish.
Hola, waiter. Waiter, can I get some queso?
Ma'am. You don't have to say it like that. You can just store it.
No, si, give me queso.
Ma'am, please. You can just say queso.
No.
Okay. And the husband's so mad, he doesn't even want to be there. This is just, it's so perfect.
The husband
perfect.
Left and went to Taco Bell.
The husband's at the bar getting another round. He's just like, oh my. She's 5 margaritas deep in at this point doing this thing.
Oh, Pedro!
Man, my name is Jim.
No!
This is a picture in the chat room. To the scores of people that she was giving the speech to, and she had 2 teleprompters. Now, when I butcher words here, like Kong or Godzilla butchers buildings, I'm doing it on the fly, or I just get nervous about the way a word looks when I'm trying to read it out loud, and I just get nervous and I stumble on it. This woman had 2 teleprompters and probably somebody in her ear. By the way, the flag in the background is supposedly the flag of the United Farm Workers Union. It's not a Nazi flag. Although anytime an eagle was on anything that President Trump had, it was a Nazi thing. But this one, nah, you're good. But she probably had somebody in her ear. She probably had somebody. Oh, no, that's not it. Nope, you butched it. Just go. You just butched it. Go. Oh, but that one was pretty hysterical when you hear her do that.
Let's say it again.
What are we doing at the restaurant, Mom? Are you ordering another taco?
So say it with me. Si se puede. The future is ours.
This lady so desperately, wanted power, and she wants to be... She's a, oh man, She's not nihilistic. The word will come back. Like, see, I'm having a Jill Biden moment. But she's so power hungry that this is the highlight of her life to do this, to give these speeches out, and to do these rallies. And in her mind, she sounds like Obama. But to all of us, she sounds like the drunk mom on a Saturday afternoon after three tequila margaritas, who's trying to impress the cute waiter that she's trying to hit on. Oh, hi, Pedro. Nope, ma'am, my name is Jim.
Si se puede. Oh, aren't I Spanish now?
Right, because all I get when I hear her talking is the vibes of your typical white Americans on vacation in, like, Mexico at one of those, like a Sandals resort or something like that, where in Cancun, where the rest of the area is poverty stricken, but they have this gorgeous hotel for white people. And it's 2 p.m. and she's by the pool and she's had nothing but margaritas all day with no food. And all of a sudden the waiter comes out. Oh, hello. Hola, Pedro. Name is Pedro, ma'am. What can I get you?
How about a chili con queso? Si se puede.
Wow. It's a good thing you already paid for this thing in full, because you are off your rocker. So I thought I could give you guys a little bit of a laugh at the top of this April Fool's Day edition of the Bear Brief here on the Bear Brief channel, right? On the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Little do you know that my stumbling over myself is all part of my grand April Fool's Day joke. You want to hear something even worse? Come on, folks. I'm going to be gone for a day or two. Let me just fill your ears with some of the worst stuff ever. You know how I've been talking about all week. It's not bad. It's not putrid or vile in the normal sense. You know, I've been talking about how they're desperate because people are just done with the vaccine. The people who wanted it have it. Everybody else is like, yeah, I'm good. Enthusiasm is waning. Nobody wants it. No matter what. Ron DeSantis said he might get the vaccine next week off camera. So he's not getting it. Or he's going to get a picture of it, like with a Band-Aid over. He's like, just put a Band-Aid on and make it look like I got the shot. Nobody wants this. So they got to toss out. You ready for this, folks? You ready for Run DMC? Or just DMC from Run DMC? Here's why you should get, and this is the name of the song, folks. It's called Get the Vaccine.
I got the vaccine, you got the vaccine, they got the vaccine, we got the vaccine. We can get back to normal, let me inform you, let's all get the vaccine. It's about community immunity. I'm talking unity for you and me. If Doc says it's good, trust me, it's good. Now let's all get the vaccine. Alright, there is none higher. DMC, I will inspire. Time for us to trust and not debate. The vaccine, believe it's safe to take. 9 out of 10 people won't get sick. That's 90% effective and legit. This COVID thing is real and it will find you. It's killing our people. Let me remind you. Back in the days, there was polio, smallpox. Back in the days, measles and mumps, man. Back in the days, but because of the vaccines, none of those days. Vaccines, they work to trigger immunity. 2 shots, we got antibody security. We gotta act now. No need to wait. Get the vaccine before it's too late.
Wow.
The vaccine just joined the WWE.
What is that? Folks, that's desperation. Man, they trotted out DMC. At least the guys who did the Scoop There It Is commercial for the Geico commercial got paid. I forgot the name of that. Justin, who's the guy? Do you know the name of the group that did the Whoop, there it is. You probably don't. Somebody in the chat room does.
Tag team back again.
Yeah, tag team did the scoop, there it is, for Geico, because it's all over the Roku channel whenever you watch it. So I had to watch that commercial about 150 times, which by the 148th, I'm like, man, this is a pretty good jam. But at least when they did scoop where it is, they got paid, and we all know it's funny. We all know it's funny when they're doing it. Chaka-laka, chaka-laka. Yeah, baby, that's all. Getting down. This one. What? Yo, get the vaccine, brah. No, No. we good here. I would actually rather get corona and die than listen to that again.